Today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah on the top of Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, which is where we're holding, is going to start getting into the actual halachos of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, the brachos, the tkios, all of these related issues. Seder brachos, the order of the brachos of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is Omer Avos, Ugvoros, the Kedushas Shem, normal three brachos to start every Shemoneh Esrei with, V'kolol Malchios Imahen. But in the bracha of Atah Kadosh, you add Psukim of Malchios, and you're chosen with Hamelech HaKadosh, Ve'eno Tokeh, and you do not blow any shofar at that point in time. Then you say Kedushas Hayom, which is Atah V'chartanu, a normal thing to say in the Yantav Shmoneh Esrei, V'tokeh, and that's where you blow a Tekiah through a Tekiah. Then you say Zichronos V'tokeh, Shofros V'tokeh, Psukim of Zichronos, and you blow shofar, Psukim of Shofros, and you blow shofar, Va'omer Avodah V'odah Birch Kohanim, and then you say the normal end of the Shemoneh Esrei with the bracha of Avoda, which is Ritzei, and Hoda'a, which is Modim, Birchas Kohanim, which is Sim Shalom, together with Birchas Kohanim, Div Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Imeinu Tokeh L'Malchios Tama Humaskir. If you're not going to blow the shofar by Malchios, then why do you mention Psukim of Malchios in the Tefillah? Ella, meaning why do you add them in? Ella, Omer, Avos Ugvoros Kedush Shem, V'kolon Malchios in Kedush Shayom, V'tokeh. You say Avos Gvuros and Kedushas Hashem, and you do not mention Malchios there, but you include Malchios in the Kedushas Hayom Bracha, and that's when you blow Zichronos Vitokea, Shofros Vitokea, and then again you blow again for Zichronos and for Shofros, and you end as normal. So the Machlokas Tanaim in the Mishnah, to summarize, Machlokas Tanaim in the Mishnah is whether you blow Shofar with Malchios, or not, right? So says Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Yemeinu Tokeh L'Malchios Tomu Humaskir, that if you're not going to blow shofar by Malchios, then what's the role of Malchios? Lomu Humaskir, I don't understand the question. You have to mention Malchios, because Rachmana, Amar Idkar, the Torah says that you have to say Malchios in Rosh Hashanah. Ella, no, that's not his question. What he was asking is, that if you're not going to blow shofar by Malchios, Lama Eser, then why do we have 10 psukim of Malchios? Lema Tesha, say just 9 psukim or 8 psukim or whatever, Tol Vishtani Ishtani. Since the Pesukim of Malchios, you're not going to blow with them anyway, so that they are different than the Zichronos and Shofros, let them be different than the Zichronos and Shofros in number as well. Tanu Rabbanan, the Gemara brings a source for the entire structure of the Tefillah and Rosh Hashanah, and it's also going to mention the source for the three first brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. Minayin Shomrim Avos, how do I know that you're supposed to say Avos in Tefillah, Shnemar Havu LaHashem B'nei Elim? Elim is a lashon of strong people, so that's a reference to the Avos Tav Nizuk Yaakov, they're the Gedolim, they're the strong ones. So Havu LaHashem, when you mention Hashem, when you go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tefillah, you should mention the strong ones. Minayin Shomrim Gvuros, Shnemar Havu LaHashem Kavod Va'oz, that you should give to Hashem kavod va'oz, gevura. Uminayin shomer kedushos, how do I know you should mention kedushos? Shenemar havel Hashem kavod shemo, ishtach havel Hashem ados kodesh. Uminayin shomerim, and how do I know in Rosh Hashanah you're supposed to say malchios zichronos shofros? Rabbi Elazar omer dichsiv, because the pasuk says shabbason zichron shom mikra kodesh, so we darshin shabbason zeh kedushas hayom. Zichron elu zichronos, trua elu shofros, mikra kodesh kadsheu Asiyas Malacha. Mikrot Kodesh means you should be Mekadesh by Asiyas Malacha, by not doing Malacha. And we'll figure out Malchios later on. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mnei Malo Nemar, Shabbason, Shavus, Shabo Pasach HaKasav Tchila. Why didn't you say that Shabbason means don't do Malacha? Because after all, that comes earlier in the Pasuk. And this Pasuk is coming really to tell us about the Yisrael Malacha in Rosh Hashanah. So shouldn't that have been darshaned initially at the first stage of the Pasuk? Ela Shabbos. You're right. Shabbason, that comes early in the pasuk, that teaches us the Yisrael Malacha. Zichron Eilu Zichronos, Trua Eilu Shofros, Mikra Kodesh, Zu Kedush Hayom. It's from Mikra Kodesh that we derive Kedush Hayom. Minayin Shomer Malchios, how do I know you say Psukim of Malchios? Tanya Rebbe Yomer, Ani Hashem Elokechem, and Ubachodesh Hashvi'i, it says Ani Hashem Elokechem by the din of Leket and Peah, and right near that it says Ubachodesh Chodesh Hashvi'i, so Zum Malchus. So we learn that that's a reference to being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the Chodesh Hashvi'i, namely on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Omer, Eino Tzarech. You don't need that limud. Harei Omer, the Pasuk already says, V'hayu Lachem L'zikaron L'fnei Elokeichem. Shein Tamal Omer Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Pasuk does not not have to then add Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Uma Tamalomar Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why does it add that extra phrase Ani Hashem Elokeichem? Zeh b'nayav l'kol makom shem rabo zichronos yu malchios aleihen. That's a binyanav to teach us that whenever it says l'zikaron, whenever it says zichronos, that there has to be malchios together with it. Veheichan, where in Shemon Esrei should you say it? Veheich omra l'kedush sayom. So where do you say kedush sayom? Tani Rebbe Omer ima malchios omer. You say kedush sayom together with malchios. Mamatzinu b'kol makom b'revius. Just like we, in by every tefillah of Shabbos and Yantiv, kedush sayom is in the fourth bracha. Afkan b'revius. So here also the Gan Rosh Hashanah, the kedush sayom is in the fourth bracha. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel omer ima zichronos omer. No, you should say kedush sayom with zichronos, because mamatzinu b'kol makom be'emtza. In every other Shabbos and Yantiv tefillah, there are only seven brachos. So the kedush sayom is right in the middle. It's after the first three, before the last three. Over here, where there are nine brachos, it makes sense that it should be in the fifth bracha, Avkan be'emtza. So over here also, it should be right in the middle of the Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros, which means in the Zichronos. Ukshikichu Bezin es Hashana, when Bezin was Kovea Kiddush HaChodesh of Tishrei Bu'usha, Yor Rabbi Yochum and Broka Lefnei Rabbi Shum and Gamliel, Rabbi Yochum and Broka would daven for the Amid by Rabbi Shum and Gamliel, Va'asa K'Rabbi Yochum and Nuri. And he did like Rabbi Yochum and Nuri. He followed the psak of Rabbi Yochum and Nuri in our Mishnah that Malchios was said together with Kedushas Hashem without any Tkios, and the Tkios came with Kedushas Hayom. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon said, lo hayu nogin kein b'yavne. That's not what we used to do in Yavne when there was a Sanhedrin there, and Rabbi Gamliel was the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Liyom HaSheni, on the next day, we'll see what that means. The second day, Yar Rabbi Chanan ben Oshel b'Yosei Aglili, Rabbi Chanan ben Oshel b'Yosei Aglili, daven for an amud va'asik Rabbi Akiva, and he followed Rabbi Akiva where Malchios was with Kedusha Seyom, and he was tokeya in that bracha. Amr Shimon Gamliel, kach, you know, in Yavne. Shimon Gamliel says, ah, that's how the Tata used to do it. That's how Rabbi Gamliel used to do it in Yavne. So the Gemara asked, "Lemeimer the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel k'Rabbi Akiva svirle? Does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold like Rabbi Akiva that he acknowledged? Oh, that's the way Dad used to do it. V'amar Rabbi Akiva malchiosim kedush sayom. Didn't Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah say that malchios kedush sayom? Amar lehu. He would say malchios with kedush sayom. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer kedush sayom is zichronos amar lehu. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says kedush sayom is together with zichronos. So not with malchios like Rabbi Akiva." Amar Rabbi Zeir answered that he agreed with him in that Lomar Shetokin Lamalchios, that you blow shofar by Malchios, meaning he doesn't know like Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri that Malchios are said in Kedushas Hashem and you're not Tokeya, rather in the three middle brachos and you're Tokeya for Malchios. But the din of Birchas Kedush Sayom, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, and he also, we include that with Zichronos. Liyom HaShein Yari Rabbi Chanina. We said the second day Rabbi Chanina went to Daven for an Amid. My Sheni, what does this mean, the second? Ilemi Yom Tov Sheni, if it's the second day of Yom Tov, Lememer Dabru El Elul, does that mean to suggest that that year they were Ma'aber Chodesh Elul, and they had to make 2 days of Yom Tov? Vam Rabbi Chanina Barkana Mimos Ezra Ve'elchol Matzino El Mu'ubar. We never found from the days of Ezra and on that Elul was Mu'ubar. Amar Rav Chista, My Sheni, Liyom Sheni L'shon Haba. Sheni means the following year. It doesn't mean the following day. Okay, new Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses how many psukim are said from Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros. Ein poch sin me'asara Malchios. We don't do any fewer than 10 psukim of Malchios, me'asara Zichronos, me'asara Shofros, and 10 for Zichronos, 10 for Shofros. Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri Omer, im Omer shalosh shalosh mikulan yatza. If you say 3 psukim of each, you're also yotze. So hani asara Malchios kenegin mi. Whenever we have a specific number that we're looking at, it must be that that number represents something. So these 10 psukim, what do they represent? Why were they Masakin specifically the number 10? It's not that they just, you know, found that we're looking for all the good psukim about Malchios, and it just coincidentally turned out to be 10 of them, but they just took whatever good ones they could find. They were looking, they were aiming for the number 10. Why were they aiming for the number 10? Amar Rabbi Levi Keneged Asara Hilulim, corresponding to the 10 praises that are said in the Lashon of Hallelu, Sha'amar David b'Sefer Tehillim, that we find David HaMelech composed in Sefer Tehillim. Hilulim Tuvahavu, only 10? You find Hilul in Sefer Tehillim way more than that. So Gemara says, no. Lahanach t'chsivbu halu b'teka shofar. The Hilulim that are mentioned in Halu Kel B'Kacho, where it says halu b'teka shofar, that relates to Rosh Hashanah specifically. How many Hilulim related to the chapter about Rosh Hashanah? Rav Yosef Amar Kenegar Asar Sadibra Shem Rilon Moshe M'Sinai. Who knows 10? I know 10. 10 are the commandments, right? So that's what the 10 must relate to. Rav Yochanan Amar Kenegar Asar Ma'amaros Shabbat Nivra Olam. No, it relates to the 10 Ma'amaros through which God created the world. Heinin, where do we find 10 Lashonos of Amira in Briyas HaOlam? Vayomer to Bereshis, it's Vayomer and Parshas Bereshis at the time of Briyas HaOlam, and Tisha Havu, there is only 9 Vayomers in Bereshis, there are not 10. So Bereshis, Nami Maimer Hu, Dechsiv B'Dvar Hashem, Shamayim Nasu. The actual word Bereshis is also considered a Maimer, so there are in fact 10 Ma'amaros. So I guess the main point over here, 3 opinions of where, of why it is that we say 10 Psukim each of Malchus HaKronos Shofers. Why 10? Either Keneged, the 10 Hallelus in the chapter about Rosh Hashanah, in the chapter of Tehillim about Rosh Hashanah, or Keneged Aseres HaDibros, or Keneged, the 10 Ma'amaros that the world was created with. Now the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yochanan Uri Yomer, Rabbi Yomer Shalosh Mikulan Yatza, that if you say only 3 of each, you're also Yotze. So Yibayilu, Heichi Ketani, what does he mean when he says this? Does he mean to say, Shalosh Min HaTorah, Shalosh Min HaNaviyim, Shalosh Min HaKsuvim Davu Teisha, Vika Benayu Chada? Does he mean to say, if you say only 3 of each from Torah, 3 of each from Navi, 3 of each from Ksuvim, for each Malchus HaKronos Shofros, which means 9 Psukim for each Malchus HaKronos Shofros, and therefore he's only arguing by 1 pasuk, Odilma, Echem Etar Vechem Revim Vechem Raksubim Davin Shalosh Vikim Tuva. Or maybe he's saying that no, if you do only 1 pasuk each from Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim for Malchios, 1 pasuk each from Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim for Zichronos, 1 pasuk each from Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim for Shofros, and you're left with only 3 psukim for each Malchios, Zichronos, Shofros, that's also okay. So there's a 7 pasuk differential. So we're not sure. What does he mean? Tashema says, I'll bring you a raya. The Tanya. Ein pachs me'asar Malchios, me'asar Zichronos, me'asar Shofros. V'im amar sheva mikulan, if you say 7 psukim from Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim, and Malchios, and 7 in Zichronos, and 7 in Shofros, Yatzeh, Yotzeh, Kineged Shiva Rikiyim, corresponding to the 7 heavens. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Amar, Hapoches lo yivchos misheva, v'im amar shalosh mikulan yatzeh, that you really shouldn't do less than 7, but if you do 3, you Yotzeh, Kineged Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim, v'amila Kineged Kohanim, Leviim, v'Yisraelim, either corresponding to Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim, or corresponding to Kohanim, Leviim, Yisraelim. Now, there, clearly Rabbi Yochanan Nuri means to say that it's 3 psukim total for Malchios, 3 psukim total for Zichronos, 3 psukim total for Shofros, because he's saying the number that he's saying has to be less than the number 7. If it meant 3 psukim each, it would be 9 psukim, and that's more than the number 7. He's saying, you shouldn't do less than 7, but if you do less than 7 and you do 3, it's okay. Clearly he means 3 total. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that l'chadchili should say 10 psukim, and if you say 3, you're Yotzei. So, Machlokas Tanayim, how many psukim need to be said for each Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros? Either 10, 7, or 3. But even if you hold 3, you should really do 10. Even if you hold 3, you're Yotze with 3, you should really do 10. 10 psukim is really the proper number of psukim. We'll stop there, and Bez Hashem will pick up at the mission on the bottom next time.